Live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Look, top three things today, the election, and then the election. Disappointing night for Republicans, to say the least. No more so than in Michigan, except that a very strange thing may have happened. A very strange thing may have happened. I want to share that with you. Right now, it looks like Governor Whitmer final with about an eight point win. Right, about an 8 point win to be reelected. Tudor Dixon appeared to be running much closer, much stronger, but it did not play out that way. Nathan, drop that music down. All right, there you go. Thank you. Working out a couple of bugs. Still a new studio, and I'm on location looking over the cityscape of Grand Rapids, where I was yesterday. Tudor Dixon came out last night and said she wasn't going to concede, but sadly, that's not too far away for her. Her campaign, look, she has outspent 10 to 1. Tens of millions of dollars spent, much of it from out of state, as it always is, right? The bigger disappointment to me are these constitutional amendments that will mean no voter ID is required going forward. It means that abortion can occur up to the moment of birth. No parental consent. Sterilization can happen, no parental consent, all these crazy things. But here's the strange thing that... looking at the races that I have in front of me, John James is going to win, but a very close race. Again, terrible polling. The incumbents, by and large, in fact, I think every incumbent won. Bergman, Molinar, Heisinger, Wahlberg, Dingell, Slotkin, McLean, Stevens, Tlaib, Sri Tanadar wins in the 13th. John James, with more than 95% of the vote counted, appears to have won the 10th. And Dan Kildee will hold on to his seat in the 8th Congressional District. So that'll mean 7 Democrats, 6 Republicans representing Michigan in Congress. That's interesting enough. But if you go and dig a little bit deeper right now, one of the places that I think does a fine job of keeping up with election results is the New York Times. And right now, state Senate seats, and it's done this way, hasn't been updated in a bit, but many of these are over 95% reporting. It shows in the state Senate, the Democrats have confirmed 5 seats and the Republicans 8. But if you go through the list and you see who's leading and how it is, and, you know, like in the 16th state Senate district, the Republican has 66% of the vote and the Democrat 34% of the vote with 76% in. So you can assume the Republican's going to win that, right? If you look at all the way down, 38 seats in the state Senate. If this holds, it will be 19 to 19, exactly split the state Senate. All right? In the state House, currently, it shows 23 Democrat seats secured, 24 Republican seats. But if you go through and look at who's leading, if it plays out this way, it'll be 55 to 55. Out of 110 state House seats, you'll have an even split, 55-55. In the Senate, 19-19. It's going to be a little difficult time, isn't it? There are 6 close House seats. In the Senate, I don't really see any seats that are, you know, that close. But in the state House, the 48th district, last time there was an update, the Democrat has 49.7%, the Republican 49.2%, 93% of the vote in. In House seat 57, the Democrat 52%, the Republican 48%. That's going to be a Democrat seat, most likely 36% reporting. In the 68th, the Republican had 64-36 with about a quarter of the votes in. So I'm going to, and Martin, there is the incumbent. So 68 probably going to stay with the Republicans. In the 70th seat, Only 13% in, but the Democrat is the incumbent, probably likely to stay that way. But then you get down to 83 and 84. 83 and 83 is a seat that there is not an incumbent. 71% of the vote is in. The Democrat leading by 2 points. And then in the 84th, the Democrat incumbent leading by 2 points, 51-49. So if any of those Democrat seats slide to the other column, six seats not called, five are Democrats, one Republican. That Republican seat pretty safe, I think. But you'll end up with a 55-55 split in the House, a 19-19 split. But MERS now reporting that the House Democrats have won the majority, 56-54. So a couple of those races clearly have gone a different way. But we'll keep an eye on all of that for you, 56-54. But that is so, I mean, that's not exactly a commanding lead. And if MERS has got me something on the Senate, I'd like to have that. And 56-54, I'll have to see how that breaks down. At any rate, a lot of disappointment for Republicans. But as Liz Peek pointed out here a short time ago, we're headed to recession. We're going to have one of the toughest winters of all time. And so for all these young people that turned out to vote on one issue only, abortion, we'll see. And MERS now reporting the Democrats will have a 20-18 majority in the state Senate. So that means that they have the trifecta. They run all of state government. We'll have single party rule if that holds true. 20-18 in the Senate, 56-54 in the House. Democrats will have control of all three in 2023 and the Supreme Court. Welcome to Illinois. Red flag laws? Sure. All sorts of shut down Line 5. Oh, that should be coming soon. And all sorts of other things. Here's to it. Big night for Democrats in Michigan. And not a bad night for Democrats across the country either. And so that's where you end up with where we are there. I'm still waiting for more results from places like Arizona. Nevada still the same. We haven't seen an update there. 75% of the vote in, Adam Laxalt. Maybe that's the one place they got it right in the polling. Laxalt was leading in all the polls. Maybe it's the one place they got it right. I'd like to think so. In Wisconsin, Ron Johnson's going to hold on to his seat there. Clearly looks that way. In Georgia, there's going to be a runoff December the 6th. No red wave, more like a red whimper at best. Why is that? Because we've dumbed down America? We have people that vote that are completely uninformed, I guess. Illegal aliens voting? I don't know. That was a joke, but I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com, thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.